Welcome to this Abide Meditation. I'm Jennifer Clark. The Christian life is a constant war, is it not? Take a moment before we dive into that to take a deep, relaxing breath. Feel your heart rate slow as you continue to breathe deeply and slowly. The Bible's honesty about the struggle is one reason we can be assured that it is true. It doesn't sugarcoat anything. The Apostle Paul, who is responsible for penning a large part of the New Testament, could have glossed over his own struggles, but he is transparent enough to admit that he is chief among sinners, and he struggles between what he knows he should be doing and what he keeps doing. In Galatians 5, verses 16 and 17, Paul says, "But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other to keep you from doing the things you want to do." Even though society looks very different now than it did during the first century, the heart of mankind is still very much the same. Yep, Paul gets us. Living in conflict between your body and your spirit can be exhausting. Praise God for the gift of the Holy Spirit, who gives us the power to deny our flesh and to instead carry out the desires of God. Live by the Spirit. Don't give your flesh power over you. Lord God, help me to walk habitually in the Holy Spirit. Let me constantly seek Him and be responsive to His guidance, and then, and only then, will I certainly not carry out the desires of my sinful nature, which respond impulsively without regard for You and Your ways. I know I don't always do what You want me to do, so draw me to Your ways. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Every time you sense a battle rising in your spirit, say a short prayer asking the Holy Spirit to win that battle for you. Until next time, may you abide in Christ.